This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tech Talk is underway. Twins and Mariners later. Lineup card at 5:30. First pitch after six. Twins had a historic come-from-behind win in Game 1 over the Mariners last night. We'll tell you more about that later on. Right now, we want to get into Tech Talk, and we want to tell you, you can be a part of the show. And it's easy to do. You can text 651-461-9226, or you can call. And you'll visit with producer Lindsey Brown. She'll put you through. Or text, once again, 651-461-9226. Doug, good to visit with you. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, this weather is really something, isn't it? One week you feel like it's February, and the next week you feel like it's early August.
Yeah, and that smoke. I indeed was a smoker once upon a time, and I told Lindsey Brown during the news break, I was out doing some chores, some yard work, etc. I put a couple of plants in the garden, that sort of thing. And it felt like I had smoked a couple of cigarettes. It is really smoky. So if you're sensitive, take it easy. It is no joke. There is that smoke advisory, if you will, and that is an air quality alert. Doug, I know you smoked once upon a time. It's that kind of day. Take it easy.
Oh, well, you know, our house, we've got an air purifier, so I've got the windows all closed, and it's pretty comfortable in here. But I went out a little while ago, and I could smell it. My eyes started to burn, and it's strange. Strange day.
Yeah, so take it easy out there if you're going to be out and about. By the way, plenty of time to talk computers, and once again, the number is 651-461-9226. I want to start with printers, and I want to start with ink. By mistake, and I brought this up on a show a while ago, and I was online, and I thought I was buying genuine ink cartridges for my Brother printer, the Brother brand, and they showed up and they weren't. And I said, I'll switch them out anyway. I've had problems.
Yeah.
And I ended up, and I wanted to start the show with this, going out and buying genuine Brother ink cartridges for the printer. Everything's fine. I don't know what it is or why that is, but, and we have talked about it. It was aggravating because they looked the same. They came in different packaging, etc. But I just had all sorts of problems. Now, there may be brands or off-brands, if you will, that are not original equipment, manufacturer, OEM. But I would just save yourself the trouble. Whether it's an HP or an Epson or a Brother or whatever, just buy their ink cartridges and it'll save yourself some trouble.
I'll bet you 90% of printer problems where the printer's running and it's connected and they're just having issues, I'll bet 90% of them that I've dealt with over the last 10 years is this. Just go out and buy the original cartridge. Oh, no, they got to be the same. I said, they're not the same. They really aren't. And that, especially with the inkjets. Now, they were repacking laser printer cartridges for a while, and they were doing a pretty good job. There was a company here in the Twin Cities that was taking, but that was on a contract thing, flat fee per month, and they were doing really good work. And I don't know if they're still in business or not, but I wouldn't take the chance. You know, time is money. And you really can't put a dollar value on your frustration. There's no sense saving $3, $4, $5 a cartridge and not having it work the way you intend. It's just, there's just no sense to it.
Well, and here's the thing. And someone may be tuned in or listening at WCCRadio.com or on the free Odyssey app and say, well, I sell refills or I sell off-brand cartridges or refilled inkjet cartridges, and they work just fine. And mm-hmm. and maybe you've had good luck. It's just my tendency when I've had printers, and I had an Epson for years and years, I always bought just genuine Epson ink and put it in the printer. And then I've had this Brother now for a few years, 4 years, I believe, and I've just bought genuine ink. And I do use a fair amount of ink because I'm printing out prep, because I do a lot of high school sports, play-by-play, fall, winter, spring, you name the sport, and I print out prep material to bring it with me, because typically I'm in a spot where a laptop isn't going to work or I don't want to fool around with it, so I print out hard copies. So I do go through a fair amount of paper. And one other thing with printers, buy good paper. Buy good brand name paper. You get what you pay it for. I'm a big believer in that as well.
Oh, no question. And I got this lesson early, especially with HPs, because even their laser printers, HP puts a lubricant in with their toner. And people just don't realize this. I mean, it's important. It really is important to have the right toner, the right cartridges, if you got an inkjet and paper. I could talk about cheap paper all day long. It really is. You get what you pay for. Don't go cheap on cartridges or paper. You just can't.
Yeah, and when you get a brand that runs and runs well, stick with it. You know, the old adage, if it's not broken, don't fix it.
Once again,
you can save a few bucks. There are, but once again, I work in the printing business during the week, and one of the keys in our industry, and we talk about it all the time, how does it run? And that, you know, it may be the nicest paper in the world, but if it doesn't feed through the press, it's a deal breaker. And that's the same thing when it comes to paper. So stick to the brand name, stick to the main roads, and our advice is certainly cartridges. We have brought this up before, and it's worth mentioning when it comes to printers. And especially if you have this set up, they're usually very easy. Once again, I can unplug the Brother or install a new one. What you want to do is you want to set it up directly to your Wi-Fi. And then from your laptop, wherever you are in the house, or a desktop, wherever it is in the house, you connect that and you're able to print through the Wi-Fi network. But on occasion, for whatever reason, that printer may need to be shut down or unplugged and replugged back in, but it will remember that and train back up. Printers, more than anything, Doug, and we have brought this up in previous shows, for whatever reason, sometimes just need to be shut down and reconnected or rebooted, if you will.
Yep, no doubt. That's actually when people can't connect to their printer. 99% of the time, it's just had the same IP and then it went to sleep and another device came in and took that IP address. You're absolutely correct. And wire direct, if you got more than one device connecting to that printer, wire direct is not your answer. You got to go old school and set it up through the router and just do it right. Take your time and you'll get it. It's easy. You'll get through it.
Yeah, and it is ideal if you have a desktop and a printer right there. If you can hardwire it, that's fine too. Yep. That is ideal. But in most circumstances, in most homes, you know, having Ethernet and being able to run that USB cable from the printer to your laptop isn't really feasible or convenient. So using the Wi-Fi network is indeed ideal.
Absolutely. And if you can get that printer close to your modem or your router and plug it in with an Ethernet cable, that's the cream de la creme. That's never going to connect.
All right, quick break. We'll come back and we'll go to our text line. And by the way, you can reach us on the text line at 651-461-9226. Same number if you want to call in. You'll visit with Lindsey Brown, our producer, and she'll put you through right here to the studio. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart joining us on this Saturday here at News Talk 830-WCCO.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is Tech Talk on this smoky Saturday. Take it easy out there. And from our text line, this is a 1A topic in the computer world. If you have Windows 10, what should you do, Doug, going forward? Because this fall, in October, it won't be supported. Now, Microsoft says you can spend $30 and get updates, etc. What should users do if they have Windows 10 and they want to get ready for October?
Well, I think the big thing is just realize that even if you're not getting updates from Microsoft, if you set up your computer properly and you have a basic user instead of an administrator and shut off file and print sharing on that particular computer, you could probably run it for 5 to 10 years without an update, be just fine. Also, there are several things that I've noticed as of late. There's a lot of specialists that are taking the approach of, well, your machine isn't supposed to be able to run Windows 11. Here's instructions on how to bypass all that. And there's a lot of that coming out on YouTube. Oh. So it's going to get interesting. It's going to be in my opinion, a real challenge for Microsoft. And they're actually opening up the doors for more Linux to be added to Windows. Now, personally, I would rather have a dual boot and have Linux in charge of the master boot record. But just the fact that they're going in this direction is a good sign. I'd like to see where all of our operating systems are interoperable, if you will. You can exchange documents. You can run different programs on different operating systems. And I really think we're going in that direction. We really are. Linux is expanding with all kinds of things that will run Windows programs. So it's going to be an interesting several years coming up here. Just watch and see. It's coming.
Yeah, and Doug, the option is for Windows 10 users is to give Microsoft your $30 and get another year and not worry about it, right?
Well, if you want to keep using your computer the way you are and stay as an administrator, which is a time saver, yes. Microsoft is, and this is the first time they've done this, I think. So this is a good, other than in Europe, this is a good thing. It should be international. I think Microsoft is really losing a lot of business. Just, well, you know, it's like the old saying, Steve, pigs get fat and hogs get butchered. There's just no in between.
Yeah. And once again, I think for $30, and if you don't want to worry about it, and you just want to spend more time, to me, that's probably how I would go. If I had a Windows 10 machine right now, it's like I'd give them my $30 and keep going.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that really just makes sense. You know, don't get much for $30 anymore. So, yeah, it's a good value. I think it's a good value. And yeah. If you're a Windows user, I think that you should strongly consider that.
And by the way, if you want to reach us, you can call 651-461-9226. Lindsay will put you through. Or you can text. That comes right into the studio, 651-461-9226. Hopefully you're taking it easy on this smoky Saturday. Once again, an air quality alert. We'll spell out all the details here in a few minutes at 3:30 on the weather. Here's a good one. Speaking of printers, computer is 6 or 7 year old Acer. I don't have a printer. What kind should I get, Doug? What do you recommend?
Oh, I'm all about HP. But I got to say this too. I've had good luck with Epsons. I've had great luck with Brother printers. I've had good luck with Sharps and Ricohs. It really depends on what you want. And the big thing with printers, I don't encourage people to go out and buy the cheapest printer they can find. You got to spend a little bit of money. You don't have to spend a lot, but don't get the cheapest, because it'll cost you in the end, one way or another. Even in consumables or 3 days after the warranty's done, it'll die. It's just not worth it. And if you're doing a lot of printing, then you got to step up to the plate a little bit and buy something that's more production-oriented. I've been a big fan of HP printers for decades, and so I'm kind of biased there. But like I say, I've had good luck with Brother too. Brother would probably be my second. Epson would definitely be in the running at that for sure. But most offices can get by with a couple of printers, even if they've got 10, 15 users. So yeah, you can spend a little bit more money and get a more production printer and get it connected up to the network, and they're rocking and rolling. But today, printers are phenomenal pieces of machinery. They truly are. With the fax and the copy machine and the scans, you just can't beat them.
Yeah, and home use inkjet, in my opinion, is the way to go. Not sure. Stepping up to toner and laser, unless you're doing a lot of printing at home. Like I say, I would say as a home user, I do a lot of printing, once again, game prep, etc., but I still use an inkjet, and I use that Brother. It's a bigger machine. There's no doubt about it. It's got bigger paper trays. It's a bigger, but it is an inkjet printer, and I've had very good luck with it. But I will say this. For an office, if you have a small business and having multiple printers that you're trying to maintain, I would take a look at one of the great local vendors that lease equipment and service equipment. There are a lot of great office supply, and they can bring in a bigger office commercial style printer And I think it's going to save you a lot of time and aggravation to
have
save
you money too.
Well, and have a service contract, and if there's quality issues and so on and so forth, you know, run your business, let someone else handle the printer and the maintenance and the consumables, etc. It all gets back to that old time is money, and that is my recommendation. If even if you have a small business, that getting a vendor involved in handling that production printer for your office, for your business, in my opinion, is the way to go.
Oh, I set up several lease accounts with small businesses over the years. It really works well. And you know, the last time I did, it was for a business in Cottage Grove, and I said to the owner, I said, well, that seems like a lot of money. I said, okay, now stop and think about this, Terry. You got 9 employees, and they're all using 3 printers. If one of them goes down, how many employees are standing around with their thumb in their ear? Oh, I said, how much money can you lose in a couple of days?
Right. Yeah.
You know, and when we figured it out over a year, it actually saved him money because there was no downtime for the whole year. And that's really what you're seeking for is consistency. And to know that you're going to be, it's just not a problem anymore. You just don't even worry about it. Well, that's another issue off your plate.
Yeah, and I would say the consumables, whether it's ink or laser, if you have a contract, if you have a lease, if there is a quality issue, in my experience, and I deal with that in my full-time job, they usually have someone in the neighborhood that can stop that day and get you up and running if you have an issue. But the uptime is 99%. It's super reliable, especially when you have an office, multiple employees, you're using that thing a lot for invoices, for purchase orders, for all sorts of work-related things. Small businesses should certainly consider that route.
Indeed.
By the way, we have a text, and we may need to carry this one over, but the... it goes back to Windows 11 now. Anyway, what they're saying is that they are getting an email that's saying Microsoft won't service Windows 11. That it's Windows 10 in October that they've said they're not going to be providing updates, but you can give them $30 and they'll do that for another year. We've already talked about that. Very unusual that someone's getting an email about Windows 11.
I have actually heard rumors that they're actually picking up on machines that don't qualify for hardware, but I didn't know they were going to start sending out emails. That's I hope that's not the case. But like I say, there's plenty of things that you can move to 11, and it's interesting because if you update to 11, it doesn't cost you anything. If you have to go buy a new computer, well, obviously you're going to buy a new computer. And, or if you say, okay, I'll go out and I'll buy a Windows 11 Professional.
Yeah,
there's an enormous amount of difference between Home and Pro.
Yeah, we need to dig into that more, and maybe during the break we can look into it. But here it is verbatim. Microsoft saying October 25 won't service Windows 11. And then ignore what to do. That once again, that's Windows 10 and that date of October 25th, 2025. I have not heard anything about Windows 11. We'll look into that
that's
in the
strange.
Break and continue. And by the way, if you want to reach the show, do it on the talk and text line, 651-461-9226. And oh, by the way, all our shows are archived online at WCCRadio.com. They're available in podcast form, and we invite and encourage you to listen to those shows. We've got a lot of great material, a lot of it evergreen and still valuable after all these years. And once again, that is Tech Talk at WCCRadio.com. In a moment, we'll update you on the weather and the smoke and the air quality alert, and then we'll continue with Doug here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The entire state of Minnesota under an air quality alert. Let's start there. It is warm, hazy sun, 79 degrees, or smoky sun. But here's the latest on the air quality alert. The Pollution Control Agency has issued an air quality alert for fine particles pollution, and it's expected to reach the orange or unhealthy for sensitive groups category. And this runs through 6 o'clock Monday. So be aware of that. You can certainly see it, even smell it in the air. We have 79 east winds at 8 miles an hour. For this afternoon, we'll top out at around 82. Tonight, cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, 87. Monday, 92. And then Monday night, showers, maybe a thunderstorm and a low near 61. Showers and a thunderstorm on Tuesday and 68. Wednesday is sunny, 78. Thursday, a slight chance of showers, otherwise cloudy and 77. Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms and 76. So some warm days. And then a chance rain comes in, particularly Monday night and Tuesday here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul. Tech Talk continues in a moment. And we have a number of techs piling up on the show. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart here through 4 o'clock today. Following the news and weather at 4, we'll go outdoors with Steve Carney, get an update on the fishing. And as we head for May and into June, usually the bite is pretty good. And then Chris Hine will join us. He covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune. The season came to an end earlier this week, and we'll get into what's ahead. And then we'll talk Twins and Mariners, game two of the three-game set from Seattle coming up. All right, Doug, let's jump back to that. Once again, they're getting emails saying that they're not going to support Windows 11. That is the first I've heard of that.
And I ran a search, and I can't find anything on that. I would be suspicious if it's real. You know, the bad actors are always putting no reply at Microsoft.com on emails. They make them look official. I would be doing some research on that. I think a bigger issue is Microsoft's going to start forcing people to use Edge, or they're going to shut off their passwords. They're going to delete them through the Microsoft Authenticator. They have this whole plan that's going to take place in June and July and August, and it's going to get ugly. Billions of users. Can you imagine, Steve, what's going to happen? Goodness.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, because I did the same thing during the break and took a look. That seems bogus. Once again, it's Windows 10 that after late October this fall, that they're not going to support, but you can give them $30 and get updates and that sort of thing as they phase in. And then the other thing I found is that could be around the time that they officially launch Windows 12. So, you know, there's always a lot going on, and you and I have been frustrated over the years about this, about the Windows and their move to, you know, 8. And then, you know, it was 10. And then what do you do with the old equipment and so on and so forth? It's got to be
so iffy. You know, well, we'll change our mind tomorrow, and then we'll change it again the next day.
Right.
It's just goofy.
Yeah, and it becomes very frustrating, because it's kind of like, hey, my computer works just fine. Now you're saying I need to go out and get a new one? And that's why we continue to bring up, now once again, Windows, very popular, still the number one operating system based on everything I've seen. That hasn't changed. But if you have, especially if you're a home user and you have maybe a 6, 7, 8-year-old machine and it's still in good shape and running along just fine, there are options. Explore those. Take a few minutes. Do a little reading about it. Switching your machine over to Linux at some point would not be a deal breaker.
No, gee. And you know, it's much easier than what most users have the idea that it's going to take. It doesn't take that much. And you expand your knowledge. That's something nobody can ever take away from you. And you can still run Windows. In fact, I set up a laptop this weekend for a gentleman where it boots into Linux, and then it's got VirtualBox running, and you click on X Lite, and up comes Windows 11 inside of Linux. No antivirus, no nothing. And if something happens, so what? We just copy over the image, and within minutes, he's back running. There are alternatives. There are definitely alternatives. And it just breaks my heart when I hear somebody bought a new computer, and they tell me what they bought, and I look back through my notes, and, well, you had more computer that you're tossing out. It breaks my heart.
Yeah, so there are alternatives. Explore those alternatives. But once again, we're not aware of any issue whatsoever with Windows 11. Now, with that said, let's follow up for people and be very clear. Generally, if you're running Windows 11 right now, or even for that matter, Windows 10, at this moment, is Windows Defender enough antivirus for you?
Probably is, or just shut it off completely. I've been running Windows machines now for, well, a couple of years with really nothing. You can hide these machines on the internet if it's a single machine and you're not at a workplace. It depends on how you use your machine. And many people would get by just fine with a Chromebook. And that now you've pretty much taken care of the whole ball of wax. And they will deliver almost everything that people want to do. And I think that people should start looking more at these alternative operating systems. If you're a business and you're tied to Microsoft, that's one thing. But many home users, it doesn't matter. I mean, if you can get on the internet and you can send email and you can create a document and you can take care of your pictures and whatnot, you can do a lot with these smaller computers that don't cost you an arm and a leg and don't require all this maintenance.
Yeah, go to the bank, pay the bills, etc. And
sure.
I'm a huge fan of Chromebooks. You and I have talked about this for a long, long time. I still have somewhere here the old Chromebook. I'm going to hang on to it. I don't use it anymore because it just got to the point where it wouldn't update anymore, so it isn't feasible. But it still powers up. It's extraordinary. Yeah. I paid $200 for that thing. You run it for a year, and now I've got one that I've had maybe 4 or 5 years. Still works great. I have several Chromebooks. They all still run. They run. They get me on the internet, like I say, to do the banking, check the email. I've got them hooked up to a printer. They still print. I mean, they are little workhorses. Now, with that said, you spend $200 or $250, whatever the going rate is, for a lower-end HP or ASUS Chromebook, whatever brand, there's a number of them. The monitors aren't that great. You're not going to get a Mac quality monitor.
Right.
Be realistic, because you're not going to get the great monitor at that price point.
Correct. No, but at the same time, you can step up and you can buy a Chromebook that is $700-$800, and all of a sudden you've got that Mac quality monitor.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing good work. The little pixels, oh man, just beautiful machines. And they're light, and you turn them on, and 10 seconds later, you're booted and ready to go to work. Yeah, they're tough to beat. On your older machines too, Steve, if you recall, I mean, you can actually download and install FIDE OS. FYDEOS, I think it's $25, and for a subscription. And that is identical to your Chromium operating system. In fact, I think it's actually a little bit enhanced. You might want to check that out for some of your older machines. I think that a couple hours and you'd be surprised at how well they run.
Yeah, and that is a piggyback on one of the texts we got. They have an older Dell laptop. It hasn't been reliable as of late. But, you know, a Chromebook, go to your favorite retailer. You can go to Target or Walmart or Costco or Sam's Club or go over to Micro Center or whatever.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Yeah, and test drive, go to Best Buy, whoever your favorite retailer is, and get a feel for the size of the screen. And for you and me, I prefer a mouse. You can always add a mouse to it. And then the keyboard, and what kind of keyboard do you like?
Well, that's a big thing. It's got to be comfortable for you. That piece of equipment is going to be hanging on your arm for a while. So, you know, trust me when I tell you, the difference between a 10-pound laptop and a 2-pound laptop is enormous when you're carting it around.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think it is, but it really is. And just be aware that the newer equipment, the smaller and the lighter it becomes, the more fragile it is. So take good care of it. But it will last you for years and run and run and run.
Yeah, if you're just going to use it around the house, once again, go to those people that sent the text about looking at something new. If you're not doing a lot fancy, once again, something along the lines of a Chromebook. Now, you need a Gmail account. Set up a Gmail account, and boom, you're in. And you're rocking and rolling, and there's a little bit of storage on board. It's not a ton, but I've found this when I've traveled with it. If you want to download a TV show or a movie, there's usually enough space to do that. You can't have a whole library in there, typically, but you can do a movie or two enough for a flight.
Well, but your Gmail account with that Chrome purchase, that's a pretty good, pretty substantial size for Google Drive, too. You can save a lot of data up there.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm just saying, you know, on flight, in airplane mode, and you don't want to pay the big bucks for in-flight internet, you know, you can still download a movie or some TV shows if you want to watch that when you're in the air. But that would be certainly recommended. When we come back, we're going to get into printers again. That has been popular today. And recommendations for printers as well. And this gets into inkjet versus laser, and we'll do that in a moment with Doug. It is Tech Talk. And by the way, our podcast is available at the website, WCCRadio.com. We invite you to download those and listen anytime here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Tech Talk, final segment of the show. By the way, podcasts available at WCCRadio.com. Download them, share them. Doug, let's get back to the printer question. Laser versus inkjet. For home use, I've typically preferred inkjet. Typically, your office copiers and printers, etc., are laser printers. One is toner based, and then it's fused to the paper with heat and rollers, etc. The ink is pretty straightforward. The ink is just sprayed on the paper with an inkjet printer. Usually, that's pretty typical for home use.
Oh, no question. Now, if you're looking for a color printer and you don't want to spend an arm and a leg, the inkjet is the way to go. It really is. And I just ran a quick search at Micro Center, and you can buy a printer today for $39. I would not recommend that printer. What I would recommend is that if you're looking for an all-in-one, an Epson Workforce WF2930, $109. What a lovely little printer. Or you could step up to the next Epson Workforce for $120, or the next one for $130. You're going to find what you need. Big thing is look at how much printing you're doing. Now the laser printers. If you're going to do a color laser printer, the lowest price you're going to find one for is probably $350. And yes, consumables are going to probably cost you less in the long run with a laser. But again, if you're not doing a lot of printing, an inkjet is going to be the way to go. If you're doing a lot of printing and it's all black and white, then you might want to consider a laser. But then you get a black and white laser, not a color. Yeah. So there's pros and cons and on every segment. And just to give you an idea, they had 39 laser printers at Micro Center and I think 160 inkjets. And that's just Micro Center. And then you got Amazon and you got Costco and you got Walmart and Target. They are just packed with printers. It's not like it was 25 years ago. This is really, really good technology. People are having less and less problems with them, and they run and run, and they do what they're supposed to.
Yeah, and the follow-up to all of that is that a modern inkjet printer, you don't have to worry about the cartridges drying out or having – they've got that figured out.
The heads used to get all clogged up with juice, and you'd have to spend 2 hours cleaning. That's pretty much gone. They clean themselves.
Yeah, and they will use a little ink in that process, etc. But you know, over time, I just think if you are using it at home and you're not using it a lot, you get a little inkjet printer, and you're going to be just fine.
You'll be happy, no doubt.
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, the expense of the laser printer, while they do have their advantages, I think the upfront expense really isn't worth it for someone who doesn't use it a ton at home. All right, Doug.
That's absolutely correct for most home users. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Doug, we've got to run, almost out of time. Your phone number and email, how do people reach you during the week?
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543, and of course, admin@wccotech.com, admin at wccotech.com, 651-552-9543. And thank you so much, Steve, and have a good weekend.
Yeah, you as well, Doug. Take it easy, and we will do it again soon.
Awesome.
There he is, Doug Swinhart. It is Tech Talk Saturdays between 3 and 4, sports schedules permitting. And speaking of sports, Twins and Mariners from Seattle. Twins did something that's never been done in the major leagues before in their win over Seattle last night. It's a pretty cool story. We'll talk more about that as we count you down to the lineup card at 5:30. Twins and Mariners from Seattle. Chris Atterbury will have all the action tonight here on the home of the Twins. Big thanks to Lindsey Brown, our producer. We've got the news. The weather will go outdoors with Steve Kearney in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.